Hello. My name, Hank Block, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace, and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. From past visits, you may have remembered that the red heifer sacrifice prefigures the death of Christ as the purification for sin to meet our needs while passing through a defiling world. Yes, we are saved, but we are still defiled by sin in our wilderness journey, and so we need this animal, which prefigures his perfections, no spot or blemish, and sinless nature, never having borne the yoke of sin, to be offered outside the camp of Judaism for us. There is yet two unique aspects of the red heifer offering recorded in verses 5 and 6 of the 19th chapter of the book of Numbers that we have not yet contemplated. And the verses say, "And one shall burn the heifer in his sight, her skin, and her flesh, and her blood, and her dung shall he burn it." And the second thing, "And the priest shall take cedar wood, and hyssop, and scarlet, and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer." Now, when we stand and gaze upon the burning of the red heifer with all its parts, and we examine the remaining ashes, what do we find? It may be said, we find our sins there. Our sins have been judged by the fire of the burning of the heifer. Thanks be to God and to his Son of his love. We do indeed find our sins, our iniquities, our trespasses, our deep crimson guilt, all reduced to ashes. And in these ashes of the red heifer, is there anything more? Unquestionably, there is. We found that the ashes of the cedar, hyssop, and the scarlet that the priest threw into the burning, they are all examples of human nature in every stage of its existence, from the highest to the lowest points of human quality. The cedar and the hyssop represent nature in its wildest extremes, from the highest to the lowest, and they take in all that lies between. For instance, again, when Solomon spoke of trees, from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springs out of the well, this represented the loftiness of man right down to his lowest being. Then, in the scarlet, as viewed by those who carefully examine scripture on this point, is the type of expression or of human splendor, worldly grandeur, the glory of the world, the glory of man. Deducing from these facts, we see in the burning of the cedar, hyssop, and scarlet, the end of all worldly greatness, human glory, and the complete setting aside of the flesh with all its belongings. This renders the burning of the heifer deeply significant. It shadows forth a truth too little known, and when known, too readily forgotten. A truth embodied in that memorable words of the apostle, "God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." The foreshadowing of the red heifer sacrifice is fulfilled in the New Testament by the death of our Lord Jesus, and in our having died with him in the symbol of baptism. Oh, that we might better remember that truth noted in Galatians 2, verse 20, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." This is Hank Block. It is an honor to spend these few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.